Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man. Parker and the Man. On Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
Do you or anyone you know have less than perfect credit? Has less than perfect credit prevented you from getting the auto or home loan you're looking for?
John. I'm sorry.
I'm looking at him, but he's not following. If so, you need to contact United Credit.
He didn't hear what we were talking about. That's right. United Credit, Mark, a national leader in credit restoration and education. Having less than perfect credit can cost you thousands in additional interest and fees and even higher auto insurance rates.
With over 10 years experience, they've got an A+. You can't do better. A+ is as good as you can
no,
do.
No, that's great.
You got A+, you're up there. Got an A+ rating with the BBB, that's your Better Business Bureau, and have achieved great results for thousands of very satisfied clients.
That's right, Mark. And you know what? The best thing about it is that they will help you restore your score.
You know, I love that. Not restore the roar, Lions fans. Restore your score.
That's right. And get the credit you deserve. So pick up the phone. Call today. 877-274-7654.
877-274-7654. It's United Credit.
Hey, Mark.
Yo.
Go get United credited.
All right, let's do this thing.
All right, let's get you caught up. Time for a sports wrap. His name, the man, Mark Wilson. It is sponsored by Sporty Cuts for the best haircuts in Detroit. Go to 7 Mile Road between Outer Drive and Myers.
Okay, so if you were heading down to Comerica to watch the game tonight and you're still waiting, going, hey, it's 8:40. When's the game start? Come on, man. Let's get the gates open here. That's been postponed long ago because it's pretty cold out. God forbid. Annabelle Sanchez will now start tomorrow's game. No makeup date yet for the game tonight announced. College baseball in Ann Arbor. If you went to Wilpon Complex, say, hey, when's the game start? No. Eastern Michigan, Michigan postponed. If you were in East Lansing at the McLean Stadium and on Copes Field, and you're saying, wait, Notre Dame's? No, Notre Dame Spartans. That game's been postponed and probably not going to be rescheduled. Wings open the cup playoffs Friday in Boston. Pistons end their season tomorrow against the Thunder in Oklahoma City. Local scores first, Sports Night with Parker the Man, presented to you by Sporty Cuts. NBA Tuesday, the Knicks up over the Nets early. It's in the first quarter. I believe I saw 19-14 New York over Brooklyn at the Barclays Center. That's where it stands. That's the only game going on. Denver and the Clippers start at 10:30 tonight at Staples. All other season finales, are like 16 games tomorrow, will be in effect tomorrow night. Other baseball, American League, Rays and Orioles, postponed weather. Rangers over the Mariners, 2-0 in the second. Yes. He finally hit one. Prince Fielder has hit his first home run of the season, a solo shot for the Texas Rangers. So Prince gets his first as a Ranger. White Sox, Red Sox, no score second. Twins over the Blue Jays, 1-0 second. Royals and Astros tied at 1 in the first. Yes, he finally hit one. Omar Infante with his first homer of the season for Kansas City for the only Royals run. A's and Angels start at 10:05. Be on the Albert Pujols watch now, 4 home runs away from number 500. National League, Pirates win that completion of the game last night, which 10 home runs were hit, and that had to be stopped in the seventh because of rain. 8-7 the final. Pittsburgh wins that. No more home runs in that game. And right now, in the fifth inning of the scheduled game, the Pirates lead the Reds in Cincy 2-1. Braves-Phillies postpone in clement weather. Marlins lead the Nationals 6-0 fourth. In that game, Giancarlo Stanton with a bomb, a three-run jack for his fifth of the season. No score Cardinals Brewers in the second. Mets Diamondbacks go in about an hour from now. Interleague baseball, Cubs Yankees on Jackie Robinson Day, postponed due to weather. They'll do a doubleheader tomorrow. And that's your sports wrap, presented to you by Sporty Cuts. And here we are. We're already halfway done with the show tonight, and we haven't even started a little trashing, but we were talking about the idea. And then George David's name came up, and then we start to think again. But the idea, would it be the worst thing in the world if it was Isaiah Thomas running the show? As so many people have said over the years, I think it's been a direct 50-50 split, in my opinion. I hear people that hate the idea, and I hear those that are just rally for the guy to forget the past and bring Isaiah back and do the thing if Joe's not going to be the guy. And Bill Laimbeer, who I've kind of been into in the past, is having a shot, but Rob, you're right. There's got to be some reason, something that Bill, and we all know Bill is rough, he's gruff, he's tough to get along with at times,
but
he's gotten better over the years.
But he had success winning championships, even though it's women's basketball, and I know people don't take it as seriously. Well, I'm just being honest, because anybody who's won that often, Mark, would get a
I'm
look.
Not poo-pooing the Shock championships, and I'll say what I, here, this is better than the Shock championships. Somebody with the New York Liberty thought it was a good idea to hire him. So he had to go through an interview process and got hired in New York. Oh, yeah, they could have hired anybody.
That organization, they really know. They know how to pick a
winner.
Well,
now you're going back the other way.
It's been 40 years since they've picked a winner.
Well,
there.
But Laimbeer got hired again by somebody. So it wasn't just a shock because he was here in Detroit. Someone outside of Detroit actually hired him to coach women's basketball.
Hey,
again.
If you want to take stock in the WNBA, go ahead.
You're the one who brought it back up.
There's got to be an issue.
I agree, because the only place he's been on a bench is Minnesota, and Rambis and him are kind of buddies.
Right, and that didn't last long.
No, didn't. Keith, you're on Sports Night with Parker DeMann. What's up?
What's going on, guys?
What's happening?
Hey, I what's driving me crazy is that this I got a feeling that Zeke, this is the part that scared me, Rob and Mark, is that what if it's his time? What is Zeke's time? You know, maybe he learned something from the past failures. People do that. And, I mean, you know, he's a little longer in the tooth now, and maybe by him coming back here, maybe he really wants to get this franchise back in the
Keith,
on the right
only
path.
Thing that, to me, prevents it, I don't know how the press conference would go. Here's a guy who failed in Toronto. He failed in Indiana. He failed in New York. He failed the CBA. He failed at Florida International University. So please welcome Isaiah Thomas.
Who's back. But see, he never got the chance to do nothing in Detroit. Who's to say?
And he has to answer that question. And so now he's going to have to deal with something else. Do you know one of the reasons I think maybe Isaiah has kind of begged off even talking about taking a gig here? We talked about this with Mario Cuomo. When Cuomo didn't run for president, when we all thought
everybody,
he was going
everybody thought he was going to run. Remember he gave that great speech convention.
Isaiah would have to go into more depth as to why he and Bill Davidson did not get along. And let me tell you,
what
Rob
happened?
And I know, you don't want to know the answer to that.
Hey, I tell you what, if I was him, his politically correct answer would be now is now, then was then. Mm-hmm.
Okay. But one other thing Tom Gores would have to also answer is, remember, the Knicks had to pay out a big sexual harassment suit.
Oh, yeah.
Don't forget about that. And now, if there's any issue going further, I mean, that's a tough thing to get past.
Because you knew that was in the history.
It cost the Knicks, what, $10
million? $10
million. But, guys, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you all something. Everybody belittles Laimbeer's championships with a shock. But I tell you what, it was a team called the Houston Comets out there. The Houston Comets, when I was watching – I watched the white women's basketball, a little bit of it. You know what I'm saying? I just did because I have a daughter, man. So, you know, I was just thinking, you know, men going to be men. You know,
Keith, really? Keith, you had, really? You didn't have a shed to clean out or something to paint?
But you know what? I like the Houston Comets.
Something to paint?
Team. You can't deny that. That was a pretty good basketball team, you know, at that time.
And who was their coach?
Oh, geez, man.
Van Chancellor.
Van Chancellor. No, I knew his name. I was just at Van Chancellor. And how many games did he coach in the NBA?
No, it was Van Chancellor. Okay, I don't know. None, if I can recall. You're
and
right.
The same with Michael Cooper.
All those guys won.
You think Michael Cooper.
Michael Cooper played in the league and was very successful. He didn't get
yes,
a,
he was.
But he didn't get a job, an NBA job off of that.
Yeah, I know, but it's just Laimbeer, some guys like that, you know, guys like Laimbeer, man, I think he just all overall smart. Any man that can shoot, that can't even jump no more than 12 inches, and he can shoot the ball the way he did, he just improvised the way, you know, anything he had, he just put it on the floor.
You know, Keith, in retrospect, all right, Keith. He was a much better player than he got credit for.
Yeah, definitely, because he's very smart, very mm-hmm. smart dude.
Yeah, but he
used
also
to work with boxers.
But that's right. Twice.
He did. His family used to be in the boxing business. Not the boxing.
Cardboard boxes.
Cardboard boxes.
Yeah.
Made a lot of money.
But, Keith, thanks a lot. Appreciate the call, bud. 248-848-1130.
When are we going to do some trashing?
Want to do that?
I think we should do some trashing.
All right, let people call up. 248-848-1130. It is a Trash Talking Twitter Tuesday. You can hit
Take
us up
papers,
on Twitter, or you can just call up.
So let's get it started, people. Do some Who You're Trashing, Sports Night with Park and the Man. Ready for it? Back to the Fan.
Hey, this is Joe Dumars, and you're listening to Detroit's Late Night Talk King. Sports Night with Park and the Man. Rob and Mark do it right.
Yeah.
Lighter Side of Golf with Bob Krause. Here it is.
Hey, I'm Bob Krause, and this is The Lighter Side of Golf. All right, the best weekend of the year just took place last weekend in Augusta, Georgia, at the Masters Tournament. Bubba Watson claims his second green jacket and is in a very elite crowd of excellent golfers and pulls it off. We could have saw history with Jordan Spieth becoming the youngest player to ever win the Masters. Jordan Spieth is a great character. He was at college in Texas and after his first semester decided, what am I doing at college? I should go play golf. And I think it was a good decision. Most of the time those decisions don't work out, but in Jordan's case, it certainly did. And you can certainly see he is very poised as a young man and unfortunately didn't really pull out this tournament. You could see coming in, you know, the first round on the first front nine, how he missed a green at number four. Now he made a great pitch in with the bunker and he knocked it in, but you see the wheels are starting to fall off. And then Bubba Watson in the back nine really took control of the tournament on 13, just crushing this drive around the corner, hitting this big high fade for a left-hander with just an A wedge, a gap wedge into the green at 13 and just taking control over the tournament. So congratulations to Bubba Watson. Congratulations to Jordan Spieth. So keep an eye on those two guys. As always, you can reach me, Bob Krause Golf, on Facebook, BobKrauseGolf.com, or at Bob Krause on your Twitter. So check it out. I'm Bob Krause, and that's The Lighter Side of Golf.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man. Parker and the Man. On Detroit's 1130 WDFN, The Fan.
You know, with the snowfall we just had and with the weather getting warmer again, it's going to be 60s again in a couple of days, more problems with potholes and craters. It's going to open them up again. The roads will start to buckle. You know what I'm talking about? And at that point, you're going to have car issues again. If you do, take your car, truck, or van to the pros at Expert Car Care.
That's right, Mark. You know what? They offer free inspections and guarantee the lowest prices in town. Best of all, you'll be back on the road safe and sound often. The same day.
Big Mike and those great people over at Expert, that's Xpert, they service everything. I don't care if it's their wipers, I don't care if it is something as simple as a tire repair, or as major as replacing your entire engine or transmission. And just mention these two cats, good-looking dudes too, by the way, and something good will happen to you.
Or you could just mention us, Parker and the Man, and you will receive, not only, Mark, a free oil change with any work done, but also a free front wheel alignment if needed.
That's over $100 in savings passed down to you just for saying Parker and the Man when you get in there if you have the work done.
You're saying $100, no holla?
No holla. Expert Car Care, two locations, 7 Mile between Myers and Wyoming, 8 Mile between Mound and Van Dyke. Expert Car Care, your one-stop auto repair shop.
Hey, Mark.
Uh-huh.
Go get Expert Car Care.
Now let's hit this, shall we?
Take out the paper, then the trash.
Rob, tell everybody how we play our game.
It's very simple. If you want to trash anyone in the world of sports, a team, a person, anybody, this is your opportunity to call in and trash them. Hence, Trash Talking Twitter Tuesday. Or you can tweet us at Parker and the Man. At Parker and the Man. Very simple. 248-848-1130. And, of course, we have our own trashes as well, Mark. And I will start with, are you ready, Mr. Wilson,
with
your
trash?
We've got
one for you. I am ready for mine.
Yeah, go ahead. You go first.
I actually had a couple of them. Let me just get this part. This is not my full trash. Jadeveon Clowney came out and said he's no longer going to do private workouts. Now, I don't know if this is in concert with the fact that the Lions are bringing him in, but he said he won't do them anymore. He said, look, you've got 3 years of college on me.
You got tape.
You got my combine. I went there, and I have my pro day. Why do you need to work me out anymore? Enough with the workouts. What if I get hurt? He saw a kid get hurt not recently. You know, now the kid's got to have surgery, and his draft stock is going to fall. There's no guarantees of all that stuff. They're not going to say, "Oh, sorry, you got hurt. Here's some money. Have a nice day." You still got to go and live your life and do your thing. And Clowney just simply said, "I don't, you know, want to do that anymore." And maybe it's because he did not want to come here. That's very possible. I don't even know what the situation stood with Clowney's visit to Detroit to Allen Park. But what I did really want to get to was Dominican Sue. And that's part of the Clowney thing, because if, in fact, the Lions were interested in yet another defensive lineman, even though he's an end, he's an edge rusher, as opposed to Sue playing in the inside in the defensive tackle position, you know, it I guess it kind of amazes me. Tom LaWand, just yesterday, kind of inferred something weird about negotiations with Dominican Sue, as if he'd never heard of the guy. We're going to enter, you know, we're starting now to negotiate with this defensive tackle that we have. I don't know if you've heard of him. We drafted him out of Nebraska. He's pretty good. Maybe you've heard of him all. It's Dominican, and like says, it just was very strange to me. And I'm thinking to myself, do you guys have meetings? Do you ever get together, LaWand and, you know, and Tom? We know Tommy, we know Martin, and do you get together? And maybe with an agent or two and find out what's cooking. I know Dominican Sue just changed his people and whatnot, but it would seem to me that this is not really brain surgery. This is not rocket science. You have a number that you want to give to Sue because you want to restructure the deal. Let Sue, he counts against $20 million against the cap. You can't afford that. Okay, fine. Happens every day in the NFL. We constantly have guys restructuring deals to save money on huge cap hits. And the other side, Dominican Sue, you have a number in your head, and you probably think to yourself, wait, I already have a thing, but okay, fine. And then you give them to each other, and then something is results. I don't know why this process with this one particular player seems to have dragged on and dragged on and dragged on. It, you know, look how fast after Max Scherzer got dissed, Miguel Cabrera walked away with $300 million. I mean, that, you know, that money was escrowed. It was in the thing. They knew exactly what they were going to give him, whether it was 2 years from now or now. Now, if they had waited, and I'm telling you, when he hasn't hit a home run in August and it's still sitting at one for the season, because that very well could happen because he's lost a power stick. But that's another story. They knew what they wanted to do. They had it in their mindset, and it took no time. Am I right, Rob? It took, like, no time for Miguel to cut his finger and sign that contract in blood, baby. And all I'm telling you is I would think you'd be a little further advanced if you really want Dominican Sue back here. And if Sue really wants to stay, I sound like Tom Likas, and he really wants to get this done, this thing would be done before April 15th, tax day. Thank you very much. That's all I'm telling you.
That's a good trash. 248-848-1130.
Mel, east side of Detroit.
East side?
What's going on, Mel?
Oh, yeah. I was just saying with Dumars, I'm trash talking him. What cooked his goose was Carmelo Anthony trade when he got Darko. I mean, Carmelo would be one of the top five players in the league right now.
So you mean he cooked his goose 10 years later? Is that what you're saying?
Cooked his goose.
I'm just saying that the move he made.
So they cooked his goose. Yeah, Joe, as they went down the parade, laying down Woodward, that's when his goose got cooked?
Oh, I'm just saying that the move he made affected Detroit for the last several years.
How's Carmelo doing in the playoffs this year?
But I'm saying he won the top five players in the league. He would have been a positive for the Pistons. Darko was a non-factor. And it was ironical that they won the championship they got the year they got him.
Okay.
No, that's Mel, hold on. Good.
No,
fine.
That's just trash. That's just trash. Hey, Mel, we appreciate
Thank you,
definitely.
That's very good. Now I can comment. That's not one of the reasons to take Darko was because you already had a team. Only someone that could wait for a 17-year-old to advance.
I'm glad you said
was
that,
was able to take him. The Milwaukee Bucks could not have taken Darko because he would have had to play right away. It would have been awful, and they would have been miserable forever.
And don't forget who was in front of him. He had two things coming in that were bad news, Mark. A, he was 17. Mm-hmm. Who was in front of him? Wallace. Who was the coach? Larry Brown doesn't like European players. All right, that's it. I don't want to get back into that. Do we have time for...
10 years later, we're still doing Darko.
Can't let it go.
No, more trash is coming up at the 9 o'clock hour here.
I was just asking you about Carmelo. What about when did the Knicks start the playoffs? Oh, wait a minute. They're not in. What am I thinking?
Poor Carmelo Anthony. I don't know whether to revere him or kick him in the, you know, where. I'm so tired of him because he's won nothing. He doesn't make anyone around him better either.
And he's a hell of a scorer. I mean, he really is.
That Knicks team is committed to 90 million strong, and they can't even make the postseason.
Playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs. You kidding me? Playoffs?
The return of Jim Mora. I give it up.
Gary, right on the money, my man.
That's the only one I'm glad about.
Wait a minute. Let me ask you about the Knicks making the playoffs. One more time.
Playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs. You kidding me? Playoffs?
Rob, like he's never heard it before. Now wants to hear it over. I'll get sick of it in 2 days.
That's okay.
It is back. There's your drop. Jim Mora, the one everybody wanted, is back in play. It's on everybody's board and around the country. I don't care what sports talk radio station you're listening to. 9 o'clock hour. We're going to do more of this,
take
people.
Out the papers in the trash.
Peoples.
You don't get no cash.
Eric, you got something?
You better.
You better, dude. Sports Night with Parker the Man. Sports Wrap next. Better, dude.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man. Detroit's number one late, live, local sports show.
Oh, it's so good.